Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Greenville. The best sports talk on your smart speaker. Say play 97 The Fan Upstate. Hey Alexa, Google, or Siri, play 97 The Fan Upstate.
This is Dabo Sweeney, head coach of your Clemson Tigers. You're listening to
The Fan
Upstate.
Candidly, I'd be very interested. I'd give up future to add substantive to where we are today as to a player to give you an idea about would I invest something substantive to get the right kind of deal to improve us opening day? I would. I feel that good about this team. Yesterday, I talked about a situation yesterday with another team and another owner.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones patiently waiting to make a huge trade. This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. That was the voice, obviously, of Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones addressing the news media yesterday on Tuesday, talking about, because Jerry can't help himself, and we love him for it, right? Always giving us content, saying that he would consider trading future capital, future draft picks to improve this year's team, and that he thinks this year's team has a legitimate chance to win it all. I agree with him. I think they're on the cusp, and you can make the case that if a couple things go right on the defensive side of the ball, they get health on offense, Christian Parker, the new defensive coordinator, has the goods, which I think he does, then yeah, this could potentially be the first super season in Dallas since the mid-90s. Could they use some help to get them over the line? Absolutely. What Jerry Jones said at the end of that clip that we just played for you needs to go noted. He says, I spoke to another owner yesterday about a potential trade. Not a general manager, not a director of pro player personnel, not a coach, not an agent, an owner. So let's ask ourselves, let's do a little detective work right now. How many owners, not general managers, owners, do you think would talk to Jerry Jones about a trade on the eve of training camp? Now let's consider something that happened earlier this offseason, right? When the Dallas Cowboys were absolutely in on Max Crosby, Raiders star pass rusher Max Crosby, before the Ravens swooped in and traded two first-round picks and then backed out of the deal, and that was a whole big thing when it happened. Remember when that happened? The Ravens traded for Max Crosby and then reneged on the deal, and he got sent back to Vegas, and then the Ravens signed Trey Hendrickson, and then yada, 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 Max Crosby is still a Las Vegas Raider. We know that the Cowboys were in on Max Crosby, and they got outbid by the Baltimore Ravens. Now, because the Ravens backed out of that deal because of concerns about the long-term health and stability of Max Crosby's knee, now it feels like the asking price likely won't be as high on Max Crosby. Do you think, you're a huge sports fan, right? Does Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, strike you as the type of owner who might be crazy enough to talk shop with Jerry Jones directly about a potential trade? Again, not John Spytek, the GM, not Tom Brady, not Clint Kubiak. No, he spoke with an owner. It would be Mark Davis. Now, I'm not reporting that this happened. Maybe it didn't happen. It's almost like that point is negligible. Almost like that part of it doesn't even matter, whether or not it was Mark Davis he spoke to. The point is this. The Dallas Cowboys, you can tell yourself a story. And I'm going to choose to tell myself that story because I believe in Christian Parker, the new defensive coordinator coming over from Philly. Remember, we had Sal Palantonio on the show a couple months ago. He said that he thinks Christian Parker could potentially be a head coach in the NFL. I believe in Christian Parker. And I like a lot of the talent the Cowboys have imported onto this defense, which was obviously miserable last season under Matt Eberflus. Caleb Downs, Malachi Lawrence, both in the first round. Full season with Quentin Williams. Like, new additions in the secondary at the cornerback position. You can make the case that if things go well on defense for the Cowboys, and they become even average defensively, that the offense is going to be so damn good that, yeah, they're going to be in the mix to win the NFC this year. You can absolutely make that case. Cowboys have two first-round picks in next year's draft. Theirs and the Packers. Now, the Jets get one of those picks by virtue of the million trades that Dallas swung last year, but they've got some additional capital. Have some additional capital, right? So let me ask you this. If you put Max Crosby on this defense with the Cowboys, along with all the other names I mentioned, and this new defensive coordinator has got it, and the offense is what it is it not a Super Bowl contender, legitimate Super Bowl contender? Not necessarily tell yourself a story Super Bowl contender, like a no-brainer Super Bowl contender? I think the answer to that question is yes. Now, let's go back to a question I asked previously. You better you bet on this Wednesday, Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Can the Raiders win this year? Like, what is the story that you have to tell yourself? Is the story of the Raiders winning this year that Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and Bo Nix all get hurt? Is that the story? That's the parlay you need to cash for the Raiders to make the playoffs this year? The Raiders, I'm not hating. I'm being honest. In fact, I'm loving. I want them to be good. Sports are more fun. The NFL is more fun when the Raiders are good. I want them to be good. I just don't think they can be. So if it's true that they can't be good, and if it's true that Dallas getting Max Crosby could push them over the line, and it is true because he said it, that Jerry Jones is willing to trade future picks to improve this year's team, why doesn't Jerry Jones call Mark Davis or John Spytek or Tom Brady and try to get Max Crosby to Dallas? Tell me why that shouldn't happen. Tell me why it doesn't make sense for the Las Vegas Raiders to move on from Crosby. They can't win. They cannot win. So why keep him on the roster? Get future capital so you can win down the road. Makes sense, right? This is what I was saying about the Browns and Myles Garrett, and a lot of you said I was nuts. Oh my God, you can't. He just won Defensive Player of the Year and set the sack record. You can't trade him. You can't? Really? You can't? You lose a million games with him. You can lose a million games without him. Of course you can trade Max. Crosby's great. He's awesome. But he's not enough. No one's enough single-handedly defensive pass rusher to take a bad team and make it great. Because if it were true that it could happen, the Browns would have made the playoffs last year with Myles Garrett. So trading Max Crosby gives the Raiders a better chance of being good down the line. Which, you know, is the timeline they're on with their first overall pick at quarterback. And the Cowboys, on the other side of this, are ready to push their chips in. Right? George Pickens under contract for this year. Dak's not a young man anymore as far by NFL standards, right? The offensive line's really good. Javonte Williams is an underrated running back. You've got this infusion of youth and playmaking on defense with an exciting new defensive coordinator. You put Max Crosby in the mix there? Maybe right now you like the Eagles in the NFCs. We'll talk about the Eagles later in the show and their extension of Jalen Carter. And like, I'm really high on the Eagles this year. Maybe you like the Eagles in the NFC East. If I asked you right now, Max Crosby's on the Cowboys. The Cowboys trade a future one and maybe something else. Not two ones, but a future one and maybe something else for Max Crosby. He's on the Cowboys this year. Who are you picking to win the NFC East? Does it change your thought process? If you think the Cowboys will be on the outside looking in of the playoffs this year, like There's no way, unless you're a gigantic hater, you think they're going like 4-13, right? So if they're going to miss the playoffs, they're not going to miss it by much. What if Max Crosby's on the team? So just to reiterate, the Raiders can't win, and trading Max Crosby's in their best interest for the future. I think that's an unassailable point. 100% correct. Max Crosby absolutely makes the Cowboys better. Why? Because he's awesome. And Jerry Jones is on record saying he's willing to trade future picks to improve the team this year. This is easy. Like, I want the credit. Like, I want to play matchmaker here. Can we get Jerry Jones and Tom Brady on the phone to make this happen? Like, hey, Tom, like, enough with Logan Paul. Enough flag football in Saudi Arabia. Can we get this trade over the line here, please? Can we make this happen for the betterment of the league? Make the Cowboys good this year, better this year, more fun for everybody, because Dallas is one of those teams, and then the Raiders can be better down the line. Everybody wins. It's as easy as that. You're welcome. On the other side, I will say you're welcome again, because joining us on the show will be friend of the show and friend of mine, the great Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1, and among the topics we'll discuss with Danny, Ben Johnson's recent comments on his quarterback, Caleb Williams. It's all coming up next on You Better You Bet.
The NBA has reshaped in one summer. LeBron and Jaylen Brown are in Philly. Giannis is headed to Miami. Paul George is a Celtic. And that's just the Eastern Conference. Who will challenge the Knicks for the NBA crown? Westwood One Sports.
You know the feeling. That rush when you reach that goal. Make somebody brag a little back home, that's success. And at University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why UMGC offers an accredited skills-based education that helps move your career forward. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus build your skills in leadership, communication, and critical thinking. Explore more than 100 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and more. With affordable and online programs, you can unlock new opportunities to help you succeed again. At UMGC, success is yours for the taking and the making, and nothing should keep you from it, especially not an application fee. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Classes start August 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle. The battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
NAPA know-how!
From the Ingles Market Studio.
Panthers, Paladins, and Rebels. Punch your ticket to the best local sports. 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg. Always streaming wherever you are on the Odyssey app.
Upstate.
From the News Talk 98.9 WORD Weather Center, here's the Carolina's most trusted forecast on The Fan Upstate. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 93. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on The Fan Upstate. Right now, 79.
The Fan Upstate.
Here's how to get in the game.
On your radio at 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg.
Listen on your phone, download the Odyssey app, and search The Fan Upstate.
There's a whole lot more to know about sound if you really want to go into the subject.
Your smart speaker. Just say, play 97 The Fan Upstate. On your HD radio at WFBC HD3.
Oh, there's just one more thing.
And on your computer at
the fan. FanUpstate.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.